Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The evil eye brings about avarice. A man's reach should exceed his grasp, for what is a heaven for? Repeated the hermit to himself as he slowly turned to climb higher up the mountain. I suppose that means that a man should search higher than merely just enough to satisfy his own daily needs. The struggle, the impossible dream, is the process by which man will rise to find the divine within himself. Ah, but it is a two-edged sword, said the dead man to Giovanni, calmly falling into step beside him. For it is in seeking something beyond himself that man sometimes falls into the trap of taking from what might belong to another. That is called avarice. The holy hermit paused to look intently at the dead man. It was now high noon, and the sun had reached its zenith. All of creation was alive and lit by the color yellow. A blinding, unadored light permeated every corner of the holy mountain. There was not even a dappled spot where the hermit might rest his eyes. He stumbled forth unsuredly, guided only by the voice of the dead man. "I need to know. I need to know," the hermit gasped. "Is your need to know strong enough that you might sell your soul for it?" a voice cackled to him. Giovanni peered into the light, suspecting that the voice had not come from the dead man. What he began to discern was the shadow of a great demon with six wings guarding the entrance to the fourth waterfall.
Who are you?" he asked, defeated.
"I am called Mephistopheles," said the demon. "I was sent by mighty Lucifer to help you in your struggle. You see? Why do you mortify your flesh with that whip and with that spiked girdle? What good is all of your fasting on cornmeal, do you not know? That yellow is the color of death.